What you're seeing is our proposal, and we really have to thank everybody at the CAM. I'm not going to go on, take my 5 minutes away, but, because this is the platform from which we are trying to raise funds to build this. And the land is waiting for us, and this is actually a huge collaborative effort. It takes a village to raise a village. This is a self-sustaining village we're proposing called Oregon. It's been named many things. It's almost as if with all the collaborators and the different voices, they're almost represented metaphorically in all of the facets and all of the bits or modules here. As Houston's first, maybe it will be Houston's first co-op, a radical idea in terms of the overall consideration that Houston has no zoning. And it's a living sculpture. And it requires your participation. There is a website here, OregonHouston.org, which you can go to. It embodies mystery, but at the same time is aggressively practical. We have a structural engineer, Hisham Alchar, who worked on Disneyland, and Sidang, the architect, working with us, worked on Kima, and he's a specialist in safety and occupancy issues. So we have a team of people that work plastically, but we also need a lot of people to inhabit it, literally. So everywhere you look, there's this amazing, this is the irony and this is the mystery of things, that an object really is something that embodies spirit and embodies life and uses in life, which is something I think that has come full circle, pun intended, with these boxes, these modules, these you know, inhabited little Donald Judds. The beauty, I think, is this, is that for me, art is something that continues to give. It's not as if we own it, but collectively it has the ability to generate and generate different worlds and different realities and different purposes. And that's why I'm really excited to think that there'll be 486 possibilities just to start with, and that exponentially it will branch out in many ways.